Hello.
Hi, Lauren. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I was
other than I did have dental surgery yesterday, but that I'm good.
Oh, the day before yesterday.
Sorry.
Wow. Yeah. You're a strong lady. That's amazing. Good for you.
I had to have it done. Now I'm on the way to get the dentures soon, so I'll have everything pretty good to go.
There you go. That's good. So you got, was it an extraction then, or?
No, I had eight removed. I had to have surgery.
All in the same day? I didn't know they do that. I thought they have to do it in stages. That's a lot.
No, wow. they put me to sleep at the hospital.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, well, I'm so glad that you're like on the other end of that now. Now it's just all a matter of recouping from it, right?
And I'm getting rid of these mouthful of stitches.
Yeah, I get it for sure. So, I don't know if the timing would be bad or not, but I was just calling to let you know that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I wasn't sure if maybe James got a new card and the one that we have on file is bad.
Well, he's had some. No, it's not. How much is it for this month? Because I can probably pay it. I can probably pay it this week.
Okay, it's for $249. However, you have an option where the program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you look into it and things are tight, we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149.
Now, would he still be able, once he got his Google thing going, would he be able to get his Google ads still going?
Absolutely. That $149 package includes the first page placement on Google and Bing. It includes the website and the directories and the mobile optimization, making sure that you guys still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that's the beautiful thing about that program, Lauren, is that he could call back and put the Facebook ads on at any time he wants to. So you
and
know
he'll still have his website too, right?
Exactly. The website stays up and running too.
Okay. I think what we'll do, let's cut the Facebook ads off. And then that way on Wednesday I can pay, help him pay the payment.
Okay.
Payment for that. That way that'll work. Yes.
Okay, and I'll leave it at that rate. It won't go back up to $249 unless you guys called us and you wanted to put those Facebook ads back on. But, of course, if we don't hear from you, we'll leave it there. So I'll put a note here that, you know, you'll get this squared away next Wednesday. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up at that time, okay?
Yeah, and I do know he's got to go back over there, I think, and redo the video portion of it to get it verified, unless it's already been, because I think he might have done it wrong, and everything, so I think, because they had to send him a link, and I don't know if he's went back over there to do the actual live video and then submit it to you guys or not.
Let me ask the verification department real quick while I have you on the phone, because they would be able to look it up, and they'll tell me if it's already been accepted or if he needs to do it again. And if he needs to do it again, if it wasn't accepted, I could also schedule something where one of them could, you know, kind of walk him through it just to make sure that it doesn't get bumped back again, you know. But let's see. Output is video verification still available, or did the one the client submitted go through? Okay, so let's just wait for them to reply. And then I want to look here. When do you think that James did it? Because it looks like the last email was sent on November 27th, which was what, like last week, Friday or Saturday, I think. Let me look on the
That might have been when he done it. I'm not 100% sure because I wasn't with him, so I don't know when he might, if he done that or not.
Okay, so 11/27 would be, oh yeah, it was last week Wednesday they sent it. So yeah, if you think he did it towards the end of last week, then probably that's the one that, you know, he didn't go through, if he's thinking, you know, he got bumped out of it or not. But let's just see if they respond. If not, just keep an eye on in the email, because if a new step is needed, I'll have them email you. So if you see that they send you a fresh email as of today on December 5th saying video verification needed or live video verification needed, then you'll know that the reason we sent that is because that one that he, you know, tried to submit didn't go through.
Okay.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're thinking that it didn't. Did he tell you he had a problem with it or something? Or
I don't know, because they have kept calling saying that they wanted to get it. It needed to be verified, and he's like, "Well, I submitted it," but I mean, I don't know. I mean, but we haven't heard anything since, so I don't know if it's been submitted or not.
Yeah. I'm looking back at the notes here to see if there was anything sent, let's see, even prior to that. No, I mean, it looks like we're just waiting on that. So for some reason, it didn't go through. So I'll have that verification department send you guys the mailer. And if it is the same option, which is the video verification, it's not a live one. It was one where he could just go in and kind of upload some documents and send the video over.
Yeah, I think that was the one he did.
Okay. So give me a second here. They're not responding.
It was one of them, so I don't know. I know he did one, but I don't think it was the live one.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes what happens if the regular one is submitted and it doesn't go through, sometimes Google will then offer the live one. And the only difference is, rather than him uploading it on a video, he would just get on like a live Zoom call with a Google rep and show them all the documents that way. So you'll know on the email if it says video verification or live video verification which option they're giving you. But again, I have to wait to hear back from that department, and they're not responding, so they're probably in a meeting right now or something like that. You know what
That's
I mean?
Fine. Yeah, now okay. If it's one more, he can just submit the video. I think he still has that on his phone, so he would be able to easily submit that. So.
Okay. Yeah, just let him know, and I'll be touching base with you next Wednesday anyway. So if anything changes, we can talk about it next week. But if not, you have a really great rest of your week, and you know, best of luck in your recovery. I know oral surgery is no fun, right?
It's not, but I should be good by. Be pretty good by next week. So.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. You know, you're lucky it's the cooler time of year, because I had oral surgery once in Chicago when it was hot and humid. And just walking from the dental office out to the car, my whole face like blew up like a chipmunk because of the hot.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. And any time I've had oral surgery since, if it's cool, then it doesn't happen. It was because of that heat. It just didn't do well with the oral surgery.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll do that. And I'll let him know what we did to kind of reduce his bill down a little bit. And
please.
That way, and we'll do that. Yep.
Yeah, and April did respond, and she said that the previous attempt was not successful. So they sent you the new email with the re-verification. It's still the video verification option that he did before. But please have him call me if he has any trouble, and I can get him over to that department, and they can walk him through it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day or evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.